In the quaint town of Knockemout, where gossip travels faster than wildfire, two wounded souls find themselves on a collision course that will transform their lives forever. Nash Morgan, the town's respected police chief, moves through life like a ghost after being shot twice in the line of duty. Physically recovered, but emotionally hollow, he's merely going through the motions, until insurance investigator Lena Solovita moves in next door. Their first encounter stirs tiny embers in Nash's emotional wasteland, creating the first crack in his carefully maintained facade. What makes Nash's struggle so compelling is how it reflects our own experiences with trauma, that universal feeling of being present in body but absent in spirit, searching for a way back to feeling whole again. Can these two damaged people find their way back to the light, or will the shadows of their pasts keep them forever apart? Lena Solovita isn't in Knockemout by chance. As an elite insurance investigator with a 92% recovery rate, she's tracking a stolen 1948 Porsche 356 convertible and its thief, Duncan Hugo, the same man who shot Nash before disappearing. Despite her professional resolve to maintain emotional distance, she finds herself drawn to her wounded, broody neighbor. During a routine shopping trip, Lena's photographic memory triggers when she spots sun-kissed fruit gems. These distinctive candy wrappers match those in crime scene photos from Hugo's last known location, a detail everyone else missed. This discovery transforms her from hunter to hunted, forcing her to depend on the very people she's been avoiding. The case grows more complex when she uncovers Hugo's theft might connect to a larger criminal operation within Knockemout. As danger mounts, Lena must choose between maintaining her emotional walls and embracing the connections she's reluctantly forming in this small town that's beginning to feel dangerously like home. Nash and Lena both carry deep wounds. Nash's trauma comes from being shot and growing up with an alcoholic father, while Lena's caution stems from a cardiac arrest at 15, requiring heart valve replacement and lengthy hospitalization. Their trauma responses differ dramatically. Nash withdraws emotionally, while Lena avoids putting down roots. When Nash has panic attacks, Lena knows exactly how to help. Dimming lights, playing music, applying frozen broccoli to stimulate his vagus nerve, skills from her own 18 months of medical treatment. In a vulnerable moment, Nash confesses, "Every time I'm near you, every time you laugh or look at me or get pissed off, I feel something." This emotional awakening both terrifies and exhilarates him after months of numbness. Lena reveals how her heart condition led to overprotective parents and a suffocating half-life. This exchange highlights the novel's theme. True strength isn't found in isolation, but in the courage to be vulnerable. As bartender Joel observes, being vulnerable doesn't mean you're weak. It means you trust yourself to be strong enough to handle the hurt. Knockemout isn't just a setting. It's a living, breathing character shaping the story's emotional core. This small Virginia town embodies the paradox of close-knit community life. Minimal privacy, but abundant support. Mrs. Tweedy, Nash's elderly neighbor who calls him Studley Do-Right, offers wisdom wrapped in sass. The supporting cast includes Sloane, the librarian hiding from her past, and seniors who welcome Lena into their circle. When Lena is kidnapped, the town's true character emerges. Waylay memorizes part of the kidnapper's license plate, Knox coordinates family safety, and grandmother Liza J rams her store scooter into the kidnapper's vehicle. The town's personality shows through unique traditions, like Hunky Tonk's Shark Week, when female staff's synchronized cycles prompt warning signs for customers. These instances of community support contrast with Nash and Lena's initial emotional distance. Through their integration into town life, they discover strength in vulnerability and connection. In our digital age, Knockemout reminds us that meaningful relationships require risk, engagement, and the courage to be known, flaws and all. Nash rescues a trembling dog from a drainage pipe during a rainstorm, a scene mirroring his own trapped emotional state. Despite initial reluctance, Nash bonds with Piper, who becomes both a symbol of his healing capacity and a bridge to Lena. Their first meaningful connection forms while bathing the dog together, creating undeniable tension as they work side by side. This simple task becomes a catalyst for deeper connection through shared purpose. When Nash pushes Lena away during a crisis, he returns to find she's left adoption papers for Piper. Similarly, Nash helps Lena overcome her post-surgery fear of physical activity with a graduated exercise program. When she takes him skydiving despite his terror, Nash realizes, in the peaceful silence after the parachute opens, I realize Lena isn't just helping me avoid the world, she's reintroducing me to it. These mutual acts show how the right relationship doesn't just accept our broken parts, but helps restore them. Healing often comes sideways through experiences that rebuild our capacity for joy. As police chief, Nash has always seen the world in black and white, right and wrong, legal and illegal. His rigid moral code clashes with Lena's flexible approach to rules. When he discovers she's investigating Hugo without his knowledge, Nash feels betrayed, believing she manipulated him to access police files. This conflict forces Nash to reconsider his absolutist thinking. Working with Grimm, a motorcycle club leader with a criminal past, challenges his professional boundaries. When Nash discovers his officer Tate Dilton has been racially profiling drivers, he must confront corruption within his department. Through complex decisions, including whether to use questionable evidence against a dangerous criminal, Nash acknowledges that protecting loved ones might require stepping into gray. This evolution represents growth as he distinguishes between the letter and spirit of the law. For Lena, who naturally operates in gray areas, the challenge becomes trusting authority figures she typically circumvents. When Nash's team plans to lure Hugo out, Lena insists on transparency. Their complementary growth creates balance where each learns from the other without abandoning core values, showing how healthy partnerships expand perspectives. In the novel's climax, Nash proposes to Lena during a gunfight, a moment epitomizing their relationship's intensity. Despite the danger, Nash knows some truths can't wait. Lena's sassy acceptance while taking cover confirms she's finally ready to commit rather than flee. The epilogue at Knox and Naomi's wedding brings themes of family and vulnerability full circle. Nash's father appears sober, attempting reconciliation. When Lena panics about their future with real estate and marriage and babies, Nash reassures her that nothing frightens him as long as she's by his side. This exchange captures the novel's core message. Love doesn't eliminate fear, but provides courage to face it together. Loving someone exactly as they are, with all their trauma and imperfections, is our bravest act. Nash and Lena's journey shows that while self-protection seems like preservation, it diminishes our capacity for joy. True living requires risk. Stepping out of a perfectly good airplane, trusting the view will justify the terror.